Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and M-Braves set for game four of a six-game set tonight at 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined, as always on Fridays, by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Pitching staff's been incredible the last 2 weeks. 79 strikeouts in Rocket City, and so far in this series, it seems like they just refuse to allow runs. How fun has that been to watch for you?
Well, that's a credit to our pitching coaches, pitching staff. They've been doing an incredible job, and you know the reflection of what they did in spring training and the continuing working on a everyday basis is paying off, and you see the work and the success during the ball games.
Justin Jarvis starts tonight, and Carlos Rodriguez started last night and had a real good outing. Those are two guys who are still young in their career, still developing as pitchers, but it seems like already they've been off to hot starts. What have you seen from them on the mound early on?
Well, the ability of using his best stuff, you know, and I think the mix, executing pitches when they need to, and uses their off speed down in the zone. It's been fun. Jarvis is doing incredible job. Rodriguez did start a little slow, but as the game continued and went along, he got on a better rhythm and finished up with really good work.
We talked a bit when we met last week about how these are a lot of guys on this roster are still getting used to Double A. When you start off that well in your first five or six starts in Double A, that definitely has to raise some eyebrows, right?
Well, it's I believe that you know, it's get the players in a comfortable position that and give them some sense of security that what they're doing is the right path and to be successful. That's pretty much where it gets then when a good gut spot mental weight, you know, once the mind and the body works together, you know, success will comes out there.
One of the big things we've seen every day before BP is your work with the infielders. As a former infielder, how much do you love getting to work with the guys every day?
Well, that's what I've been doing for the last 28 years. 28 years trying to help out the infielders to get in a better position. And we got some work plans individually with a lot of them. A lot of them are projects trying to eliminate, you know, each of their physical bad habits. And once we'll got to continue to doing that and to get in a better position to be successful.
How much do you enjoy doing it?
No, it's fun. For me, it's fun. Work is not work when you enjoy as much as I do.
Now, do you still think you go out there, play a couple innings in the infield?
I bet you money I can do it.
Anytime we see you out there, your backhand and stuff and everything, it's fun to watch.
It came natural to me. I was more a defensive guy when I played than an offensive guy, but it came natural to me, I'm able to teach. So when I'm able to teach, I also feel that I can do it.
There we go. That's the best way to do it, right?
Yeah.
We talked a bit about guys getting comfortable in routines and schedules. And being in the Southern League, we talked about that jump in the talent last week during our visit. But one of the big things as well is those six-game series and a chance to get comfortable here in Biloxi. How much do you see that early on in the season, a couple weeks in, 19th game of the year, with guys getting just a little more comfortable being at the Double-A level and being in Biloxi?
I still think that they're still being acclimated to the league. 19 games is not enough. I think there for a lot of them, their inexperience into baseball actually haven't kicked in, and I will say 2 months into the year is when they really get that, you know, their understanding how this level plays. Once they do that, they're gonna be pretty good. We're still probably a really young team out there. We're gonna make some mistakes. We're looking forward to keep playing energetic, with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. And so, you know, mistakes are gonna happen. Physical mistakes are gonna happen. I don't like the mental mistakes because that's something that you can control. But physically, I can live with it. Because once you go out there, you never know what's going to happen. So But we got to continue to getting better. Still a young crew. It's going to take a little time for them to get acclimated at this level.
One of the big things, as well as you working with the infielders, is anyone who sees you out there with a fungo and a baseball, you're usually practicing your golf game. What's the handicap?
Whatever you want. There is one day that's going to be a few, 3, 4, 5, and another week is going to be in the 18s, 20s. So it depends. Depends how much I'm playing and how much I'm out there. You know, playing once a week sometimes is not enough, but it can be good sometimes.
How good's the golf game to start this year off?
Well, last time I played 18 with the boys, and I had 3 birdies, and it was all right.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It's okay. It's not my best round. Best round is 74.
It's impressive.
Yeah, best round is 74. So every once in a while, I can go out there, and if I'm in rhythm in time, I can be pretty good. I can be pretty decent.
Well, there we go. Skip, thanks for joining us.
It's just don't know when it's happening.
Appreciate it, Skip. Much
all right, buddy. Thank you, Jake.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:35.